Welcome to Comfort on Porpoise, sponsored by Dolphin Cooling and Heating, who have been providing 24/7 comfort on Porpoise since 1998.
Hey everybody, Lauren here with Dolphin Cooling. I actually have with me today our operations manager, who also happens to be my brother. And he's going to share with us a little bit about looking at whether a system should be repaired or replaced, and how to best make that decision with the information provided. So, Greg, thanks for being here with me today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you share with me a little bit about at what point would someone decide to look at both a repair cost versus a replacement cost, and what types of repairs would we typically be talking about if we're looking at comparing the two?
Yeah, so usually when that happens, a system's approaching the end of its lifespan, probably at, say, 9 to 10 years, where the warranty is about to expire. And in some cases, the warranty has expired, so the system's older than 10 years, then the manufacturer part warranty is gone on it. So, and for instance, say if your coil was to go, that right there, you're probably looking at a $2,000, $3,000 repair, depending upon how expensive your coil is. And two, if your system's an R22 system, where that's the refrigerant they're moving away from, that repair is going to be even more, because if it is a coil or a compressor or something like that, it's going to require new gas. So on top of the part, you're going to have to include gas. Now, if it's 410, obviously it would be a little less on the gas, but still, if you're in that 9 to 10 year range, more than likely, some people, they do like to see the repair just so they know, and they like to see the estimate for the new one, and they usually decide to go with the new system, because at that point, when you're investing $2,000 to $3,000 into a 9-10 year old system, it's almost half of a brand new system. And with a brand new system, you get a full 10-year manufacturer part warranty, which will save you money. Yes, you'll have to pay for labor or refrigerant or whatever the repair may be. In instances like it's a motor repair, some customers do try to do that. You know, if the system's, say, 9 years old and they have like 1 year left of warranty, they'll try to squeeze in that motor repair and hope the system will last another year or two if they get lucky. They'll go that route because, depending upon the motors, they might be $800 to $1,500 repair. And some people just want to get it fixed for the time being and just, they'll say, oh, when I come back next season, I'll be looking at getting a new system, which is fine. It works for them. But definitely the major things is when coils or compressors go on older systems, that's definitely where you want to get the estimate for the repair and the new system, just so you can kind of judge. And if a system's out of warranty, those two repairs will be extremely expensive. And for sure, your best bet would be going with a new system on that.
So with those two repairs, would you say on average to have, say, an evaporator coil replaced or a compressor replaced as a system might still be under warranty, but approaching that 9-10 year mark, and obviously if out of warranty entirely, on average, would those replacement costs run about a third to a half of like a full system replacement?
Yeah, if it was out of warranty, for sure, it will probably be a half. Like, just for instance, if you, say, had like a 4-ton system, R22, you got a leaking coil, easily that's probably going to be $2,000, $3,000 repair. And, 4 or 5 tons are in that range, anywhere between $5,000 to $7,000. So, in reality, you've already spent half of that on a repair that, we tell people this, we can do the repairs happily if that's what you want, but I'm just letting you know, if I do this repair and we put the coil in and tomorrow your motor or your compressor goes, you can't be mad at me when I've told you up front, hey, look, I'm just letting you know this could happen. It's an older system. You can make this repair, but something else more than likely will happen in the future, just so you're up front with them and they know, and if they're fine with it. But that's why we usually always recommend when it's big repairs like that, it's usually best to go with the new system because it will correct the problem and it's a brand new system with a full 10-year manufactured part warranty.
Okay. So would you say on average, if customers do choose to do the repairs over replacement as the system is aging or out of warranty, that typically they end up being pushed into because another repair comes up doing the sale anyway, so they actually end up spending more money in the long run?
Yeah, we've seen that before where people will be like, oh, well, I just want to fix the compressor for now. And so they spend, you know, $2,000 or whatever it is to fix the compressor. And then a couple weeks later, something else goes. And then they're kind of stuck in that spot. You know, do I want to get a new system or do I want to keep throwing money at this? And usually customers in that spot, they'll tend to say, okay, you know what, I'm going to get a new system. We really try to strive for, when it's a situation like that, we really try to advise the customer to go with a new system, because that is the most beneficial practice and the best solution for them, because then they're not going to have to worry about, I just put this coil in and my compressor might go tomorrow. You know, everything's new, full 10-year manufacturer warranty, and it's just, it's a better option for a long-term solution.
So even though up front, you know, the initial investment on the new system might be double, let's say, of the repair cost, but the reality is in the long run they'd be saving money, because with a new system it's likely probably more efficient. Now they've got a 10-year, you know, manufacturer part warranty on it.
Yep.
And it's brand new, so you know, it's less likely that they would have issues.
Exactly. For a while. Because before someone knows, they could do the repairs and they could spend $5,000, you know, and think that they're going to be all set, the system's all repaired, but something else might happen, and if you have a leak somewhere or a line, you know, anything, and then at that point you've almost put in a full system repair, and now you have to then buy the new system. So I mean, you've doubled your money into your AC that you realistically probably could have avoided.
Okay, so the bottom line is that the takeaway here for all of our listeners would really be, if your system is aging and you've reached about that 9-year mark, probably the better solution in the long run, even though it might be a little more expensive initially, is to install the new system, because it's really going to save people money.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Older systems like that, for sure. Now, if you know, just for clarity, if your system's newer, you know, 2, 3, 4, like Charlie's system, definitely do the warranty repair, because, you know, the part will be covered. You just have to pay for labor and refrigerant, and you still have another 5, 6, 7 years left on your warranty. But yeah, for sure, when you get at that end 9, 10 year range, definitely a new system is the best long-term solution for your AC.
All right. Well, Greg, thank you so much for sharing this information with us today. I hope our listeners find this, you know, helpful, provide you a little knowledge on best course of action for you, depending on what you're currently facing, which we hope no one is presently dealing with AC issues, because we know, especially this time of year in Florida, that is no fun.
No.
So thank you so much for taking the time today, Greg, and for being here with us.
No problem.
Thanks for listening to Comfort on Porpoise. To learn more about our sponsor, Dolphin Cooling and Heating, visit www.dolphincooling.com or call 239-596-9044. That's 239-596-9044.